Minister Malcolm X, the Black Muslim.
front that for 400 years, America has been nothing but a wolf den for 20 million so-called Negroes, 20 million second-class citizens. And this black revolution that is developing against the white wolf today is developing because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a God-sent shepherd, has opened the eyes of our people, and the black masses can now see that we have all been here in this white doghouse long too long. The black masses don't want to integrate. The masses want to separate. We don't want segregation, nor do we want integration. But we want complete separation. In short, we don't want to be segregated by the white man. We don't want to be integrated with the white man. We want to be separated from the white man. Now, our religious leader and teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, teaches us that this is the only intelligent and lasting solution to the present race problem. In order to fully understand why the Muslim followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad actually reject America's hypocritical promises of integration, it must first be understood by everyone that we are a religious group.
Yes, sir.
And as a religious group, we can in no way be equated or compared to the non-religious civil rights group. We are Muslims because we believe in Allah. We are Muslims because we practice the religion of Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that there is but one God, the creator and sustainer of the entire universe, the all-wise, all-powerful, supreme being, the great God whose proper name is Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad also teaches us that Islam is an Arabic word that means complete submission to the will of Allah, or obedience to the God of truth, the God of peace, and the God of righteousness, the God whose proper name is Allah. And he teaches us that the word Muslim is used to describe one who submits to God, one who obeys God. In other words, a Muslim is one who strives to live a life of righteousness. You may ask, what does the religion of Islam have to do with the American so-called Negro changing attitude toward himself, toward the white man, toward segregation, toward integration, and toward separation? And what part does this religion of Islam play in the current black revolution that's sweeping the American continent today? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Islam is the religion of naked truth. Naked truth. Undressed truth. Truth that is not dressed up. And he says that truth is the only thing that will truly set our people free. Truth will open your eyes and enable us to see the white wolf as he really is. Truth will stand us on our own feet. Truth will make us walk for ourselves instead of leaning on others who mean our people no good. Truth not only shows us who our real enemy is, truth also gives us the strength and the know-how of how to separate ourselves from that enemy. Only a blind man will walk into the open embrace of his enemy. And only a blind people, a people who are blind to the truth about their enemy, will seek to embrace or integrate with that enemy. Why, Jesus himself prophesied, "You shall know the truth, and it shall make you free." Beloved brothers and sisters, Jesus never said that Abraham Lincoln would make us free. He never said that the Congress would make us free. He never said that the Senate or Supreme Court or John Kennedy would make us free. Jesus, 2,000 years ago, looked down the wheel of time and saw your and my flight here today. And he knew that the tricky high court, Supreme Court, desegregation decision would only lull you into a deeper sleep. And the tricky promises of the hypocritical politics legislation would only be designed to advance you and me from ancient slavery to modern slavery. But Jesus did prophesy that when Elijah comes, when Elijah comes in the spirit and power of truth, he said that Elijah would teach you the truth. Elijah would guide you with truth. And Elijah would protect you with truth and make you free indeed. And beloved brothers and sisters, that night, the one whom Jesus said was to come, he has come, and this is in America today, in the person of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This Elijah, the one whom they said was to come and who has come, he teaches those of us who are Muslims that our white slave masters have always known the truth. And they've always known that truth alone would set us free. Therefore, this same American white man kept truth hidden from our people. He kept us in the darkness of ignorance. He made us spiritually blind by depriving us of the light of truth. During the 400 years that we have spent confined to the darkness of ignorance here in this land of bondage, our American enslavers have given us an overdose of their own white-controlled Christian religion, but have kept all other religions hidden from us, especially the religion of Islam. And for this reason, Almighty God Allah, the God of our forefathers, has raised the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the midst of our downtrodden people here in America. And this same God has missioned the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to spread the naked truth to America's 20 million so-called Negroes. And the truth alone will make you free. Not the President, not the Congress, not the Senate, not the Supreme Court, but truth alone will make you and me free. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that there is but one God whose proper name is Allah, one religion, the religion of Islam, and that this one God will not rest until he has used his one religion to establish one world, a universal one world brotherhood. But in order to set up his righteous world, God must first bring down this wicked white world. The black revolution against the injustices of the white world is all part of God's divine plan. God must destroy the world of slavery and evil in order to advance a world based upon freedom, justice, and equality. The followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad religiously believe that we are living at the end of this wicked world, the world of colonialism, the world of slavery, the end of the Western world, the white world, or the Christian world, or the end of the wicked white man's Western world of Christianity. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the symbolic stories in all religious scriptures paint a prophetic picture of today. He says that the Egyptian house of bondage was only a prophetic picture of America. Mighty Babylon was only a prophetic picture of America. The wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah painted only a prophetic picture of America. No one here in this church tonight can deny that America is the mightiest government on earth today. The mightiest, the richest, and the wickedest. That the symbolic stories in all religious scriptures paint a prophetic picture of today. He says that the Egyptian house of bondage was only a prophetic picture of America. Mighty Babylon was only a prophetic picture of America. The wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah painted only a prophetic picture of America. No one here in this church tonight can deny that America is the mightiest government on earth today. The mightiest, the richest, and the wickedest. And no one in this church tonight dare deny that America's wealth and power stem from 310 years of slave labor. Contributed that America's wealth and power stems from 310 years of slave labor. Contributed by the American so-called Negro. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that these same so-called American Negroes are God's long-lost people, who are symbolically described in the Bible as the lost sheep or as the lost tribe of Israel. We who are Muslims believe in God. We believe in His scripture. We believe in prophecy. And nowhere in the scripture has God ever integrated His enslaved people with their slave masters. God always separates His oppressed people from their oppressors and then destroys the oppressed. God never deviated from His divine pattern in the past, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that God will not deviate from that divine pattern today. Just as God destroyed the enslavers in the past, God is going to destroy this wicked white enslaver of our people here in America. God wants us to separate ourselves from this wicked white race here in America. Because this American house of bondage is number one on God's list for divine destruction today. I repeat, this American house of bondage is number one on God's list for divine destruction today. He warns us to remember, never taught integration, nor taught separation. Moses never taught integration. Moses taught separation. The innocent must always be given a chance to separate themselves from the guilty before the guilty are executed. No one is more innocent than the poor blind American so-called Negro who has been led astray by blind Negro leaders. And no one on earth is more guilty than the blue-eyed white man who has used his control and influence over the Negro leader to lead the rest of our people astray. So, beloved brothers and sisters here, a beautiful audience at the Aberdeen Baptist Church in Harlem, because of American evil deeds against the so-called Negroes, like Egypt and Babylon before her, America herself now stands before the bar of justice. America herself is now facing her day of judgment. And she can't escape because God himself is the justice. If America can't atone for the crime she has committed against the 20 million so-called Negroes, if she can't undo the evil that she has brutally and mercilessly heaped upon our people these past 400 years. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that then America has signed her own doom. And you, our people, would be foolish to accept her deceitful offers of integration at this late date into her doom society. Can America escape? Can America atone? And if so, how can she atone for these crimes? In my conclusion, I must point out that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, a desegregated theater, a desegregated lunch counter won't solve our problems. Their jobs won't solve our problems. An integrated cup of coffee isn't sufficient pay for 400 years of slavery. He also said that a better job in the white man's factory, or a better job in the white man's business, or a better job in the white man's industry or economy is at best only a temporary solution. He says the only lasting or permanent solution is complete separation on some land that we can call our own. Therefore, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that this problem can be solved and solved forever just by sending our people back to our own homeland or back to our own people, but that this government should provide the transportation plus everything else we need to get started again in our own country. This government should give us everything we need in the form of machinery, material, and finance. Enough to last for 20 to 25 years until we can become an independent people in an independent nation in our own land. He said that if the American government is afraid to send us back to our own country and to our own people, then America should set aside some separate territory right here in the Western Hemisphere, where the two races can live apart from each other, since we certainly don't get along peacefully while we are together. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the size of the territory can be judged according to our population. If a seventh of the population of this country is black, then give us a seventh of the territory. Give us a seventh part of the country. And that's not asking too much because we already worked for the man for 400 years without him. He says it must not be in the desert, but where there is plenty of rain and much mineral wealth. We want fertile, productive land on which we can farm and provide our own people with food, clothing, and shelter. He said that this government should supply us on that territory with the machinery and other tools needed to dig into the earth. Give us everything we need,
yes,
for 20 to 25 years until we can produce and supply our own needs.
Yes,
and in my conclusion, I repeat, we want no part of integration with this wicked race that enslaves us. We want complete separation from this race of devils. To leave America empty-handed. After 400 years of slave labor, we have some back pay coming. A bill that is owed to us and must be collected. If the government of America truly repents of its sins against our people and atones by giving us our true share, not an integrated cup of coffee, but our true share of the land and the wealth, then America can save itself. But if America waits for God to step in and force her to make a just settlement, God will take this entire continent away from the white man. And the Bible says that God can then give the kingdom to whomsoever he pleases.